When you ride on a merry-go-round, you probably think you're sitting on one big block of wood carved in the shape of a horse, but you're not.
Each figure is actually built of 2-inch pieces of basswood, and they're put together kind of like a puzzle.
Kate Blakely directs marketing and operations for Carousel Works in Mansfield. It's the world's largest manufacturer of wooden carousels. And I spoke with her in the fabrication department.
A lot of people think the pieces are solid, and they're actually anywhere from 30 to 70 pieces of wood in each figure.
Why is that better than just carving it from a straight block of wood?
Well, a straight block of wood would crack, would move. So if it was that big and solid, it would just crack.
Kate knows about wood. She's the daughter of a wood carver. Her father is Art Ritchie, one of Carousel Works' 2 founder owners. Dan Jones is the other. When I met them, Art told me how the business got started 30 years ago this month.
I was carving professionally, and I was doing whatever anybody wanted to pay me to put a chisel into. And I met a man who came in. He had a picture of a carousel rabbit. At the time, the antique rabbit was selling for probably $7,000 or $8,000. He said, "How much to make one of these?" And I looked at him. I said, $1,800. He couldn't put his hand into his pocket fast enough to give me the deposit. Something was there.
Art started researching the carousel market, and he found that at that time, customers had 2 choices: spend $1 million or so buying and restoring an old wooden carousel, or opt for a fiberglass carousel at around a quarter of that price. But fiberglass can't be crafted and detailed in the same way that wood can.
He just saw there's a huge space in between to revive this wooden carousels business. There hadn't been a wooden carousel built since the Depression.
From the start, Carousel Works aimed to build new wooden carousels. However, in the beginning, they had to focus on restorations whilst they waited for someone to have sufficient faith to order one made from scratch. That first commission finally came in 1996. 2 decades later, they've just begun work on their 60th new carousel. And there's been no such thing as a typical buyer.
We have a lot of different clients. We do a lot of carousels in zoos, which are looking for endangered species carousels. We've done quite a few in city parks, malls.
Has any client come to you and just asked for something that's completely off the wall that you've never done before?
For the Bronx Zoo, we did an entire insect carousel. So it's all grasshoppers and ladybugs. And as a joke in a meeting, one of the owners suggested for the chariot, we should do like a dung beetle, like the, you know, they could sit in the ball of dung, and they thought that was great. They loved it. So we literally made a ball of dung that's pushed by a dung beetle for the chariot. And we've done about 5 more of those since then.
Carousel Works custom builds its products, so they're tailored to fit their environments in unique ways. Kate took me to see a big box of chocolates being painted. It's destined for a carousel already in place in Dayton, and which honors things made in that city.
We've done like a huge cash register, and Iams Dog Food is from Dayton, so we have a huge Iams Dog Food bag with a little puppy sticking out of it that you ride, and they're just adding a candy box from a chocolatier that's down there.
Carousel Works has changed with technology. It uses 3D computer modeling now, for example. But the business hasn't gone all high-tech by any manner of means, as woodcarver Tim Gorker explained.
Essentially, we build carousels the way you would have seen them built 100 years ago. We do incorporate some computer design, but for myself personally, I'm a hand carver. I work with gouges and chisels all day, and that's as primitive of woodworking as you can get, basically.
Carousels made here in Mansfield can be found all over the world. And although it may not be a run-of-the-mill business, neither Dan Jones nor Art Ritchie had any doubts that Carousel Works would be a success when they founded the company 30 years ago.
There's very few places your grandpa can take the kids and families can go and you can go on a date. So far, the only people we found that don't like carousels are boys between 15 and 17.
And I bet they're lying about it, too.
Well, then, no.
Unless,
then what happens is they meet girls, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, we'll go ride the
merry-go.
For WOSU and the OSU Center for Folklore Studies, I'm Rachel Hopkin at the Carousel Works in Mansfield, Ohio.